This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court today stayed the FIRs registered by the West Bengal Police against Enforcement Directorate, ED officials in connection with the recent searches at the premises of political consultancy firm IPAC and the residence of his co-founder Pratik Jain in Kolkata. The Apex Court observed that the petitions raised serious questions of alleged interference by state agencies in a central investigation. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Vipul Pancholi issued notice to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Director General of Police Rajiv Kumar, Kolkata Police Commission and others on the ED's pleas alleging obstruction during the search operations conducted last week. The bench granted 2 weeks to the respondents to file their counter-affidavits listing the matter for further hearing on the 3rd of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy with stability, speed and scale. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy. He said in India, democracy means last-mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
Niti Aayog today released a report titled Achieving Efficiencies in MSME Sector Through Convergence of Schemes. The report was launched by Niti Aayog CEO B.V.R. Subramaniam in New Delhi. The report outlined a strategic roadmap to strengthen the effectiveness of government support for countries' micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. The Aayog informed that the report evaluates existing government schemes and programs for the MSME sector and assesses the current level of convergence among them. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's Ayush and herbal exports grew by over 6%, rising from $649 million in 2023-24 to more than $688 million in 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that the establishment of Ayush Export Promotion Council has added fresh momentum, strengthening global outreach and increasing international demand for India's traditional medicine and herbal products. Calling the achievement a strong boost for India's traditional medicine sector, Mr. Nadda highlighted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's age-old wellness heritage is reaching new markets across the world. President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be the chief guest at the 77th day Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path on the 26th of January. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both leaders will be on a three-day state visit to India from the 25th of January. India strongly advises nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Minister of External Affairs MEA in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The emergency contact helplines of the Indian Embassy in Tehran are +9891-2810-9115, +9891-2810-9109. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protest and a violent crackdown by authorities. The meeting comes the day after Iran briefly closed its entire airspace for about 5 hours overnight, forcing several international airlines to reroute or cancel flights. And that is the end of this news bulletin.